superstars. Camila Cabello, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much, guys.
It's Will Smith. Yeah! Mike's Live.
Rock, Kevin Hart, any chance of coming to Dubai?
We will definitely go to Dubai.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that would be a cool trip.
3, 2, 1.
The Chris Bennett Show
starts now.
Well, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live across the UAE. Good morning.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh.
What are we celebrating?
I have to tell you what we're celebrating, Pretty Malik. The border crossing to Abu Dhabi is open.
Hey.
How good's that? How good is that? I know for a lot of you driving from all the Emirates into Abu Dhabi, this just makes it a lot easier.
For sure.
Celebrate good times, come on.
We gonna have a no border.
Yeah. And in true Dick Rossi style, it opens just as I have to go across the border last week.
You don't talk until your voice is warmed up, okay?
Not into the microphone.
Sound horrible. Hey,
everybody. It's Big Rossi style.
I'm Chris Hemsworth.
I have to go.
But how good's that?
It's amazing.
That's such great news for the country, especially with Expo 2020. Only 12 days away. This is fantastic stuff. So well done.
The moment the border opened at midnight last night, you can go check it out on Chris Fade's show right now.
Oh, I haven't seen this. What do you mean?
There was at midnight. There was a police escort with Abu Dhabi police.
Oh, that's cute.
They went into Abu Dhabi. Very, very cool.
Any party poppers?
No party poppers.
Let me have a look. Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
The moment cars were allowed, that is so good. Oh, what a beautiful video that is. I know it's just a bunch of cop cars like driving down the road.
It's a moment.
Yeah, that means something, right?
Yeah.
Check it out. Go to Chris Fade Show on the gram. Well, we're back. Birthday celebrations for Rossi. I mean, from Thursday to, I reckon, about last night, you were just having them, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was amazing.
Good times?
Good times and classic hits.
I think he's still gone.
Yeah, I had an early night last night. It was in bed by 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was amazing.
Good. Well, I want to hear about how it was throughout the weekend, because we saw a lot of it. We were part of it, a lot of it as well, which was great. This is a really interesting thing that I know that you're all dying to know. What does your sneeze say about you?
I'm so excited about this list.
What does your sneeze say about you?
You know I love those personality things, so.
Yeah, true. Listen, a lot's coming on. 10,000 dirhams cash could be yours. We'll do that. This hour is all your chance to win with Wild Waddy. We're going to play Who's Telling the Truth?
Ooh.
But yeah, that's it. Let's hang out together. Should we have some fun?
Yeah.
Let's have some fun together. Who's up? Who's our first caller? First caller of the morning. Who are you?
The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
All right. I love it. These mornings are the best mornings, right?
Yeah,
speaking of you is exactly what we want. All right. Eddie's just putting through our callers right now as we get them through.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go. Thank you. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
Look at you. This is the voice we want to hear at 6:08 in the morning, Katie. It's your voice. What's going on?
I'm at a petrol station at the moment, and I just realized I left my credit card at home.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just left my wallet at home.
So now
I'm going to go do a U-turn.
Yep.
Luckily, I realized before I actually put anything in my tank, but now I'm gonna turn around and go back home.
Don't you have, like, the Apple Pay or Samsung Pay or any of that kind of stuff set up?
I don't. Like, some kind of technological troglodyte. I have decided not to put any of that on my phone.
No. Do that.
Yeah.
Do that. You've got to do it.
After this moment, maybe I will.
Yeah, you've got to.
No, get it on there. It makes it so much easier. Makes it so much, like, because then you would have just been able to tap it.
Exactly.
Funny enough, I forgot my wallet at home as well. On Friday, and I was like, thankfully, I had it all on my phone.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? You know what? Even if you were to fill up, like if you had filled up gas, because I've done this before, where I filled up gas a few years ago and I forgot, and I realized to myself, you know what? I went and spoke to the guys behind the gas station. So cool. They're like, yeah, no problem. Just come back. Just come back and pay it when you're ready.
You have to leave your driver license, though.
No, but I didn't have my driver. I didn't have my wallet. So I was just like, it was a game of trust. And they completely trusted me. They were like, sure, what's your phone number? Took my phone number down. And then I just drove off. And then later that afternoon, I came back and paid the fuel. And I was like, wouldn't be able to do that back home. I don't know what they would do back home. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They would just, I guess, refuse, right?
Yeah. I'm not sure. Well, listen, you go back, get your fuel done. And then later today, scan your credit card into your phone so you've got it on your Samsung or Apple Pay. All right?
Okay. I guess I'll get around to doing that now.
Love it, Katie. Have a great morning. Thanks for listening as well, all right?
Thanks. You too.
Bye. She did one of those things where you say, hey, have a great day. Thanks for listening. And she said, you too.
Aww.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we're going to have a listen to your show, Katie. Did you get me?
Cutie.
Oh. Yeah, she's cool. Hold on. I just want to have my first sip of coffee with you all. This is my first one.
First
coffee.
Oh, be careful.
That was close. I could have ended up
Don't
everywhere.
Don't do that.
Oh, yeah, that's horrible.
Is it?
Yeah.
Who made the coffee?
Nala.
Oh.
It's not Nala's fault that it's horrible. It's just that when
She's like, of course.
I had some good coffee over the weekend. I have worked out that I make really good coffee at home now. So,
but you were a barista, so I expect that.
Yeah, but I didn't have American coffee. Brianna, my fiance, put me onto this American percolator coffee thing.
That's the best kind.
Like growing up as a kid, you would always see in movies in America. They'd put a pot of coffee on.
Yeah, that's what we do.
And in the kitchen, you guys have that little thing that you put the pot on. And we never had that growing up. And it wasn't until Brianna entered my life and about 4 years into the relationship where she says, I am putting a real coffee machine in the house.
It's a because the joys of, like, I remember helping my dad, like, put the little filter in and you put the coffee and watching it drip down.
So, you basically put this filter in this machine. You put, I use Folgers coffee. I put this coffee scoop in, right? Then the Mexicans, what they do is they do cinnamon. So I get cinnamon powder, pour that inside it.
Wow.
Right? Give it a little bit of a mix. Then the water starts dripping through and it slowly drips this gorgeous coffee and it just tastes so God.
But you have in your kitchen like three machines, I think.
Yeah, so many of them. Yeah. So many. But Nala, it's not you. It's the coffee. So thank you so much, though, Nala.
She's upset.
No. She's upset in the corner. She's
never going to get you a cup of coffee again.
No.
Never.
No,
you have dissed her coffee, so
no,
it's never
going to happen. It's not Nala. It's not her. It's got nothing to do with her.
It's just not Folgers. Nothing come closer to home.
Is that the song for Folgers?
Yeah.
There it is.
Always first with the hottest E! News.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Let's go.
All right, what have you got?
We're talking about Grey's Anatomy. Huge, huge show. Chris, I know you've been deciding whether to watch 18 seasons of this show or not. So there was a lot of drama surrounding Katherine Heigl's shock exit from the show back in 2010, okay? At the time, it was thought that there was a lot of friction on set between her, the creative team, the creator, Shonda Rhimes, and basically she refused to come back to the show, so they wrote her off, right? That was, for 11 years, everyone thought that's what happened to Katherine Heigl.
Yeah.
But now in a new interview with the Daily Telegraph, she kind of set the record straight and she said, I started a family, changed everything. I didn't want to work anymore. I wanted to be a full-time mom. And she said, quote, so before I was due back, I spoke to Shonda about wanting to leave. Then I waited at home until I was given the formal okay that I was off the show. The rumors that I refused to return were totally untrue.
Hold on. Katherine Heigl was that famous actress that was just...
Easy.
Huh?
Yeah.
But she was like in all the movies as well. Yeah,
27 Dresses.
Yeah, but I thought she got... I don't know. I thought she did something
that
in Hollywood.
That's the thing.
Basically, she got written out of Hollywood.
Exactly.
Like, she was in every movie that was coming out at a certain time. She was the it girl.
Yeah.
And then... whoosh, just vanishes.
Yeah, so that's the thing. There was this whole rumor going around about her, the way that she was with the team. She says that's not right. And she also admitted that the narrative is partly her fault because she never really said anything about it. Like, she didn't say, thank you so much to the Grey's Anatomy team. It's been great. Like, she didn't give a proper farewell. So that kind of fueled the fire. But there you go. That's the truth.
Interesting.
Ryan Fisher, he's the guy who was walking Lady Gaga's dogs when, unfortunately, he was shot when people tried to kidnap the bulldogs, right?
Yeah.
And now he sat down with CBS to kind of do the first interview to talk about where he's at. Because the rumor has been now that Lady Gaga is not helping him with the recovery, even though he tried to save her dogs, right? And he started a GoFundMe to help his recovery process. And was like, wait, isn't Gaga supposed to pay for this? Here's what Ryan Fisher has to say.
She's helped me so much. She's been a friend for me. And after I was attacked, my family was flown out. And I had trauma therapists flown to me. And I stayed at her house for months while friends comforted me and security was around me.
You're saying that you and Lady Gaga are on very good terms.
Yeah.
So there you go.
There we go. So that she has been helping out, which we said on the show,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. I don't see Lady Gaga not helping someone out like that who tried to save her dog. So
yep, true. Yeah, and finally,
Kim Kardashian stopped by Ellen's show for her premiere week, and she had to hilariously correct Ellen while talking about her son Sam's gold chain. Apparently, he wears his gold chain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to listen to this. I think this whole part of the interview was staged.
Okay.
You have a listen.
Okay.
And tell me.
And Sam is the one that was wearing the giant chain around his neck. Is that Sam?
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God! And he wears this so fake giant chain.
Wait, did you say fake? It's not.
Oh my God! It's huge.
I know, but it's not.
How can he keep his head up? It looks like a wrestler's belt or something. It's not fake.
It's fun? No, it's not.
I don't know.
I felt like
if anyone, I felt like Kim is the better actor. If they're acting, Kim's the better actor than Ellen was.
Right? Anyways, it's a real gold chain that a 4-year-old walks around wearing, if you were wondering.
That's because that's what all 4-year-olds need.
That's correct.
Diamonds and gold all around their neck. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
What's Drake's son called?
He is, oh my goodness, what's his son called?
Adonis.
Adonis, that's it. How did Rossi know?
Rossi knew that?
Yeah.
He retains unusual short-term
memory.
Yeah.
No, short-term memory is not good. Long-term memory is great.
Yes.
Just How did you get that? How did you get Adonis?
He retains the most random information.
All right. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Sorry, hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Was that spoon safe?
I cleaned it.
I said to Nala, because she's the best, I said, could you just grab me a spoon from the kitchen? And then she said, yeah, no problem. And then I just saw her walk to the corner of the studio, pull a spoon out, get a tissue, start cleaning, and then she gives it to me.
Yeah, you know that she sprays sanitizer all over it, then cleans it. You know that?
Really?
Yeah.
So you put sanitizer on my spoon?
I put a tiny bit.
You guys thought about how much sanitizer we've consumed in the last 18 months?
Yeah.
We like in our systems. Sanitized inside and out.
Like even the kids, you know, they know all about sanitizer these days.
That's pretty sad, right?
Yeah.
I know. I mean, there will be a moment where we don't have to have the masks on. You know that. That will come.
I know.
Where we're going to get the message and be like, okay, guys, guess what? You don't have to wear masks anymore. Now, but isn't that going to be liberating?
Oh, can't wait for the kids in the schools, definitely.
This is a question.
Mm.
Would you be comfortable taking it off?
I think I would. It'd take me a while. I would, but
same.
I went to the mall on the weekend.
Yeah.
Mall of Emirates. Man, I've never seen in 13 years the mall so busy in my life.
Like, I don't know
if anyone's been to the mall recently, but I know the Mall of Emirates on a Friday night at around 6 o'clock, you couldn't walk.
It's a spot.
Like, it was that busy. And I'm like, wow, I have never seen the mall this busy.
Even with online shopping, it's still booming, right?
I think people just want to get out. So in instances like that, I think I still want to wear my mask.
Yeah,
it's
like
weird.
In crowds, right?
You know, like, I don't know.
Mm.
But it's coming. It's going to be coming. Abu Dhabi Open, guys. We're celebrating that. We've been celebrating it all morning already. Aisha on the way to Abu Dhabi right now just hit me up. Said, I'm doing the first drive into Abu Dhabi without having to stop. And that must be great.
Yeah.
Every day you've been doing it for 18 months.
I know.
And you're just driving through.
Mm-hmm.
It was an easy process, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, I think initially it wasn't. And then they just got so good at it.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to miss them.
You're going to miss them.
So what will they take all the buildings down?
Yeah, I think they'll probably leave it up. I don't know.
So, yeah.
I feel like they'll leave it up, that border, like, you know.
Because they only just opened that up, like built that hole and made it.
Yeah, really, I feel like they'll leave it, you know, just in case they need to put it up again. They don't have to build it again, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show. We're talking sneezes.
You know I love all these little personality things, right? Like, I take all the personality quizzes. I don't know if they're true or not, but we can try. What your sneeze says about you. This is a
That's my real sneeze.
Yeah, that's
We good. Have my sneeze in the system. That's Ugh. It. Ready? Oh, that's a good sneeze.
I can hear everything going pretty, over the microphone.
That's a manly sneeze, I think. Like, that's an attractive sneeze. Like, I'd want to know that guy. Yeah. Oh, girl, if you know what I mean.
Right. So I've got four different types of sneezes. You figure out which one you are and let me know if it's true about your personality.
Go on, then.
I feel like Rossi is the silent sneezer, by
Absolutely
the way.
Absolutely not.
I've never heard you sneeze. Like, whenever you sneeze, you're always like, mm.
Yeah, I always do that here because I know I'll get told off. But, like, when I'm at home, I like to let it all go out. And Liz okay. hates it. Liz hates sneezing.
Why?
She just doesn't like it.
She's Interesting.
Like,
okay.
She doesn't mind when I'm doing it.
You guys.
Really?
I knew this would go this way. Okay, sensitive sneezers. Sensitive sneezers are never loud, and they're friendly, outgoing people. That means you're sensitive to the people around you. The Be Right sneezer is careful and accurate and only sneezes once. Do you know anyone who has to sneeze like 17 times in a row?
Yeah, but that's allergies usually. Achoo.
I can't believe that's you. Get it done, sneezers. They're fast and decisive and try to hold in their sneeze. That's Rossi.
Yeah. I don't like that. Brianna does it as well. And I'm like, you're going to burst a blood vessel in your brain. Stop doing that. They do the, you know what I mean? And it's just like...
Yeah.
Doesn't go, where does the sneeze go? That's
where
what I always wonder.
Where does the sneeze go?
Does it go into your body? Like, is that like negative force into your like your appendix or something? Like, into I always what? Freak out. I'm like, let it out. Get it out.
Now, I would say, Chris, you and I are the enthusiastic sneezers, which is very loud. I'm a very loud sneezer.
I'm a loud one. Yeah, you are a loud sneezer. Yeah. Again, I don't hear you sneeze too often, but when
it's
you
a,
do,
it's a,
oh,
big
it's a
one.
Good one.
Okay.
I had a...
What is this? He or she sneezes loudly many times, a sure sign that this person is a charismatic born leader. There you go. That's my personality quiz for the day.
Well, you can all sleep better tonight because yes. you will all know and understand what That's your right. sneeze says about you.
Do you believe in these personality
Absolutely
things?
Not. I think it's... No.
So you're not a charismatic born leader?
Is that what I am?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you are enthusiastic, Caesar. You're loud.
Well, I do got to say that people that hold their sneezes in or don't want to make too much noise are probably a little bit more like...
Shy
because I don't want to make a fuss. I don't want people looking yeah. at me. So maybe there is something there.
So don't talk trash about my personality thingies.
Okay, I'm not though. Rossi, let's hear your sneeze.
Real or fake?
Like, give me how your real sneeze would sound.
He's going
to pull a hair out my nose to make myself do it.
He can do this.
Yes,
yep, go
yeah,
ahead.
He can make himself
Rossi
sneeze.
Is pulling a hair. Wait. You get ding. There it is. Always pull. You know, every time I get a shave, I sneeze. Is that weird?
He's about to sneeze.
That's fake.
It was fake, actually.
That's
yeah.
so fake.
Was.
But you really did pull a nose.
I need tweezers to do it properly.
Pick your nose.
No.
All show.
If I want to sneeze on purpose, just pull hairs out your nose.
All right. Well, there you go, guys. This thing segment has gone definitely 4 minutes too long.
Yeah.
And we've only been talking for 4 minutes.
You're
welcome.
Interesting.
All right, there we go. Thank you. Here's your 10,000 dirham pop quiz.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K pop quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow.
10K Pop Quiz. Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles and joining, or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
Hello, Stacy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you got through. That was just a noise there. She was like,
she was scared,
oh,
I think.
My son, Skylar, has been telling me for the last week, let's try. So I'm so excited.
Well, I'm glad that your son did that because now you're on and you're going to win some money
Yay!
Right now. Good morning, Sunday. How was the weekend?
Hectic, but great.
Good on you. Had a good time, though? You enjoyed it?
Absolutely.
All right, well, listen, let's get into this. We've got 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it, okay?
All right.
Sounds good?
Yes, sounds good.
All right,
good.
Here we go. Come on, this is Stacey right now. She's a what are you doing? Are you on the school run right now?
Yes, I am.
She's on the school run. You have to get that in, you know that. Let's see how we go right now. Here is Stacey. You're 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right. She's nervous.
Yep.
Now, how many times has England won the Men's Football World Cup?
Pass.
What Canadian singer features on Doja Cat's song, You Right?
Pass.
What band sings the songs Pompeii and Happier?
Happier, but pass.
Who plays the character of Thor in the 2017 movie? It's Chris...
Hemsworth?
What is the capital what is the capital of Japan?
Tokyo.
Who sings the song Skate and Grenade?
Bruno Mars.
True or false? Apple released the iPhone 14 this month.
False.
What year did the Burj Al Arab open?
Burj Al Arab. Pass.
What is the first name of Drake's son?
Drake's son.
What band sings This Love and Moves Like Jagger?
Maroon 5.
How many times has England won the Men's Football World Cup?
Never.
No. Say one more.
One.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Yeah?
It was after the buzzer. But we got it in because it's Stacey. You got 600 dirhams.
Wow! Woo-hoo!
You're so cute.
Good on you. The Canadian singer is The Weeknd. Bastille sings Pompeii and Happier. Burj Al Arab, beautiful Burj. 1999, it officially opened. And if you're listening earlier to the show, we were talking about Adonis.
Yeah.
Drake's son, Adonis. That would have got you more money. That would have got you the 10,000 with Rack Bank. But enjoy the 600, okay, Stacey?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Enjoy that school run.
Celebrity news. Now. Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, what have you got for us?
Okay, this is why you need to be careful when you're in a position of power about what you are tweeting, what you are saying about things that are going on, especially the pandemic.
Of course.
We're talking about Nicki Minaj here. Last week, she had tweeted out some information, a myth that is related to the COVID-19 vaccine about her cousin's friend in Trinidad.
Is that the enlargement of one of the body parts? Yeah, I saw this. Why is she doing this?
And it's a completely false narrative. There's no link between the vaccine and what happened to her, reportedly happened to her cousin's friend.
Mm.
And now Trinidad has had to, like, the health minister there has had to come out and, like, say that this is all false. Like, all the... But there are fans who will blindly follow what Nicki Minaj is saying.
Yeah, so, I saw... After she put that out...
Yeah.
I've got a few friends and people that anti-vaxxers don't believe in it exists.
Yeah.
And everything that they put up on there, this is what gets to me.
Mm.
And I called out one of my friends the other day.
Yeah.
I said, your social media, the only time you put anything up now is only to throw shade at something to do with the coronavirus or the vaccine.
Right.
I said, it used to be about your kids. Yeah. Like, your Instagram changed from having great photos of your family,
positivity,
your life. It was, and now it's just this, just tarnish of like negativity about
and myths
it.
And so yeah, so that's what Nicki Minaj.
So she had posted this Nicki Minaj thing and said, "Look, told you what it does." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh!"
And she was like saying we should all question the vaccine. And yes, of course, it's your decision, whatever. But in a further tweet down, she goes, yeah, I'll probably have to take it to go on tour. But she tweeted all this false information.
Yep.
Now her supporters went and protested outside of the CDC, which is, you know, the main health authority in Atlanta in the U.S., saying Nicki was right. Dr. Fauci is wrong. But this is the thing. When you're in a position of power, you got to be careful about what you're tweeting, what you're posting.
Yep, so
it's
true.
Gotta be factual.
So true. What else you got for us?
Okay, so TikTok has one of the heaviest influences on music right now. Everything that you hear, everything that you see, it started from TikTok, right?
Yeah.
Even Taylor Swift is getting in on the action. So, you know, there's this new viral trend on TikTok, the Zoom filter, where it zooms in slowly to your face.
Yeah, I've seen it, yeah.
So everyone's been doing it to Taylor's song, Wildest Dreams. Now, remember Taylor and Scooter had that whole fight?
Yes.
Scooter owns the rights. So Taylor is actually re-recording a lot of her old music. Well, she surprised fans by re-recording Wildest Dreams and dropping it so people can use her version on TikTok. You see me in hindsight, tangled up with you all.
Good But oh no, so she's having to re-record her music.
Yeah.
Which means then she owns the right to what, and not Scooter Braun anymore.
So she wants fans to use her version and not the original, which Scooter owns.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Finally,
the rumor was out again that Justin Bieber mistreats his wife Hailey. If you're wondering where it started in Las Vegas. There was a video where Justin looked charged up.
Yeah.
He looked like either he was yelling or whatever it was at his wife. At the time, Hailey came out and knocked down the rumors. Well, she's done it again, sitting down, talking to Demi Lovato.
There's one big fat narrative that goes around that's like, Justin is not nice to her and he mistreats her. And I'm just like, it's so far from the truth and it's the complete and utter opposite. I really am lucky to say I'm with someone who is extremely respectful of me, who makes me feel special every single day.
Oh, that's cute. I mean, they look like they're happy.
I know. I don't know where this starts from.
She's made him, from what I understand, like a better human.
Yeah.
He went out from his addiction issues and everything that he had. He found himself, you know, a beautiful wife now, Hailey. And
they seem happy.
They seem really happy together. I that narrative that you see, the negativity that public pushes, I don't like it at all.
Maybe they just want him to fail.
Yeah, maybe. That's right. Thank you, Pretty Mullah. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
There will always be someone around you that wants you to fail. You know that. You know that.
It's true.
Chris Fade Show. Are we ready for the game show within a show?
Yes!
Oh!
It's time.
Time to play.
The game show within the show.
Let the games begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the game show within a show.
Woo!
I'm the hostess with the mostest.
The most Chris, money, that is.
Chris Fade here. Time to meet our lovely contestants. Contestant number one.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Preeti Malik, and I like to drink pumpkin spice lattes in my spare time.
And over to you, contestant number two.
Hi, my name is Nala. I love watching all Daniel Ricciardo and F1 things in my spare time.
Awesome. And contestant number three.
Hi, I'm Big Rossi, and now I'm officially old.
Thank you, old man.
Okay.
So, guys, this is the 1 second challenge. What you're going to hear is 1 second of the beginning of a song and 1 second of the end of the song. And you have to try to work out what that song is. Remember, there's no cheating with each other.
You do. No cheating.
Okay. Yeah, no, I won't cheat. I won't cheat.
My right. Eyes on both of you.
Okay.
That's pretty much normal for Rossi and I. All eyes on me.
Yeah. Hey, do we need a
so
title?
Much trouble in the
Excuse
world.
Me, I have a question, yeah. Mr. Host. Mm. Do we need to do artist and title?
I need artist and title. Aww. It's the 1 second game.
Okay.
Are we all ready?
Ready. Yeah.
And no matter where you're listening to us, you can play along.
You don't sound creepy at all.
All right, here we go. Song number one. Good luck.
Got it.
I think we started off fairly easy. I need artist and title. Nala was cheating.
I already have it.
Why were you cheating?
Okay, please give me your answer.
Mood, 24K some golden.
Why did you help her then, Nala?
No, I wrote it already.
She
I wrote it
already.
Okay.
24 golden.
Rossi?
24K golden mood.
Woo-hoo!
You all get a point. It's one all. Okay, the 1 second challenge. 1 second of the beginning, 1 second of the end of the song. Here we go, song number two.
Woo! We getting a little tricky.
Can you identify that one? Pretty's already finished, ladies and gentlemen, as I wait for contestant number two and contestant number three.
I'm done. I'm
okay, let's lift it up right now.
Tiny Tempa, Miami to Ibiza.
I got Miami to Ibiza, but I put Swedish House Mafia.
I've got Tiny Tempa and Swedish House Mafia, Miami to Ibiza.
Only Rossi gets the point for having the full correct answer.
Keep the scores, Andy.
It was Swedish House Mafia and Tiny Tempa.
Got it.
One of them.
Got it.
Well done, Rossi.
Thank you, Chris.
You may be old, but you're also bold.
Yes, bold is old.
Song number three. You want to hear that again, everyone? Here we go. The 1 second of the beginning and the 1 second of the end of the song. She was just in controversy right now.
You have to do both, right?
Oh.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Nicki Minaj and David Guetta, Ring the Alarm.
Oh, wait, no.
Pump the Alarm, Nicki Minaj.
I've got Nicki Minaj and David Guetta, Pound the Alarm.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Rossi's got it right again, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. It is pound the alarm, not ring the alarm.
I was actually going to write starships to the star, but yeah.
All right. The 1 second challenge competition.
I like this category.
My name's Chris Fade, the host of the game show Within a Show, and here it is, song number 4. Good luck.
Ooh, okay.
It's a newie.
Got it.
Wait.
Okay.
Wait for Rossi, please. He always needs a little bit of extra time.
Ed Sheeran Shiver.
Ed Sheeran Shiver.
You all.
Yay.
Shivers.
What?
Shivers.
Rossi, hold up your piece of paper. I have to play fair.
You didn't.
He wrote shiver.
It's shivers.
It's with an S. Do we give it now? I go to my
that's not fair.
Assistant adjudicator timekeeper, Eddie.
What's your thoughts?
I think they all get the point.
They all get the point.
That's not the name of the song.
He
that's
said,
not fair.
Shiver. The song name is Shivers.
It's Shivers.
Eddie is giving it.
Then we should get the point for Tiny Tempo Miami to Ibiza.
No, you completely missed an artist.
No, yeah,
you missed an artist, an entire artist.
It's a different,
that's not the same.
Title.
Excuse me, ladies.
No different title. Cheating.
Shiver and cheating is different.
Eddie, this is you. You deal with it. I don't want to deal with it.
Cheating. Eddie, you're cheating.
He just missed.
Like a little bird.
You guys missed an entire artist.
No, sorry.
You guys missed an entire artist.
No, he missed the name. It's not Shiver.
That was just an S.
If that was a $1 million question on a quiz game show, he would get it wrong.
We got beat 3-0.
Yeah. Nope. That's
nope. You're a cheater.
You guys don't get a point.
Okay,
he makes the rules. Don't go against Eddie.
I don't like this.
Can we get
like
a score
either.
Update, please, Eddie?
Rossi on 4, Nala 2, Pretty 2.
Okay, this is the last one, and it's worth 1 million points.
Yes.
Are you guys ready?
Oh. Yeah.
1 million points, your 1 second challenge. Good luck.
Let it roll. Oh, I got it.
Oh, wait there.
What's Pretty on? How many points is Pretty on?
2.
And how many is Nala on?
2.
Pretty and I are tied.
Okay. Rossi, have you got an answer?
Yeah. Let it
roll. Oh, I hope you don't.
Come on.
Yeah.
5 seconds, Rossi. 4.
3, 2, 1. Boom.
Time. No.
Time's up. Okay. Rossi doesn't have an answer here.
Butter, BTS.
Butter, BTS.
Which means that Pretty and Nala are now in the lead at 1 million and 2 points.
Woo!
Rossi's on 3.
Ha ha.
So there is a decider.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
This is the decider for the win between Nala and Pretty. But Rossi, you're still in it because this is worth 5 million points.
Why are you going to? He should be out.
He's still in. He's worth 5 million points.
Whatever.
This is first worth 5 million points. Good luck, everyone. That's it.
Oh, yes.
That's all you're getting.
Yes. Okay.
I need the answers. 3, 2, 1.
Jason Derulo, Wiggle.
Yes.
Oh, Talk Dirty to Me.
Oh, you're right.
Yes.
Jason Derulo, Wiggle.
Nala wins!
Nala is the champion. Well done. With 7 million and 2 points.
I would like to share my first place with Pretty and not the cheater, Rossi.
Woo!
I didn't do anything wrong.
Cheater.
Sorry, guys.
Go!
That's the game show Within a Show, the Chris Fade Show, Virgin Radio. Good morning. What? You know it's your fault.
How is it my fault?
So I've never put my back out.
Mm.
I can finally say that I've put my back out. I have officially done it.
How?
I mean, in so much pain.
Yeah.
Like so, I now can sympathize with people that have lower back problems. Because I've never, touch wood, had an issue with my lower back. And on Friday, it just went. And you know how it happened.
How?
It's your fault.
How?
Pretty's fault. Why?
What did I do?
Do you remember when I picked you up on Thursday?
Oh my. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I told you not to.
Where was this?
That's not my fault. That's your fault.
At her house. Went over with the family and I don't know how we even got into it, but I picked Pretty up like above my head, like not carried
her. Benched me.
Like right. I benched her. I just picked her up and I lifted her above my head. Yeah. And I'm like, ah, gotcha.
And as I did that, I did feel in my lower back a little bit of like, not a ping, but I felt something. And when I put you down, I even said it to you. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
But what, see, this is the thing. Did I ask you to do that?
No.
So it's not my fault. It's your fault because you like to sometimes show your strength. You don't need to show your strength.
He's it's like a silverback gorilla.
It's like he's like showing off. For no reason.
Your husband, Jeff, was very impressed, though.
What was Chrissy's dad thinking about this?
He's like, wow, my dad loves everything Chris does. It's annoying.
He's like, wow, look at the power.
Like, look at Chris. The only person he ever asks about is Chris.
Brianna's How's in the Chris? Back. Put her down. You're going to hurt yourself.
She messaged me, too. And she's like, oh, this is not going to end well. I'm like, I'm sorry, B. It's not my fault. He decided to do it.
So, anyway, I woke up fine. I didn't feel any pain. And then I went to the gym on Friday morning, and it was leg day. I started doing some squats.
Ooh, bad, 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 bad.
And as soon as I did two or three squats, very lightweight, by the way, I felt a bit weird, so I stopped doing squats and I just did some lunges and I was doing some basic exercises. And then I went for a swim and I got into this pool and my back just stiffened up. I couldn't get out of the pool. And again, if you have never had a lower back issue, it's not just your lower back, it goes to your legs. I couldn't walk. So it was horrible. Took a couple of ibuprofen, what do you call them?
Ibuprofen.
Yeah, in anti-inflammatory meds. Because I had to host and I was launching our organic
milk.
You
had your big launch of organics by Fade Fit this weekend.
Yeah, car full. We had like 100 people there waiting.
It was massive, yeah.
And I popped.
So you were high on ibuprofen.
I was high on it and that was bad. I was sweating like.
But what, you needed it mask
it. It was the only way that I could walk. I couldn't even walk.
So now all morning you've been doing like these stretches.
Rossi just stretched me out.
Yeah, I did. That was an experience. Like so more than I wanted to.
All I know is I went to the bathroom.
Shorts, pretty.
I went to the bathroom. I come back. I don't see anyone in the studio. I walk around. Chris's so legs painful. Are in the air. Rossi's pushing him.
Has anyone? Now listen. I went and saw a great chiropractor yesterday. I've been doing some stretching. But has anyone got like a secret lower back thing that I should just do now?
The tip.
0487155444. I'm sure. Unfortunately, there are a lot of you that suffer from lower back. But this is the first time I've done my lower back. It's horrendous. Like I've done my neck many times. I'm now thinking to myself, I think I'd rather do my neck than my lower back.
Oh.
It's not pleasant, is it?
Oh,
I think you need to get on your knees and then stretch out your arms.
Cat cowl.
The cat thing, yeah. Need to do that.
Cat cowl.
Well, get on your knees now.
I can't even get on my knees. Like, it's not easy. It's like, Lula, you've got lower back issues?
Yes, it's story of my life.
Story of your life. Aww. How did you do it? Any particular thing happened?
No, but last year I had a broken disc. I'm not an old person. I am only 40 years old. I broke my disc. I had operation. The secret, I'm sorry to tell you, but if you have it once, you join the club.
No, this is a
no. This don't is a say
club.
That.
This is a club that I don't want to be part of. Bula.
Yes.
You got a lower back issue?
Yeah, because I live in Sharjah and I work in Dubai, so driving all the way.
Because I live in Sharjah.
The commute. This is how our bodies have evolved over the years, people. We can't even sit in a car anymore. So sitting in a car has put your lower back out.
Yeah, but stretches are really good.
Mm.
And also, whenever you're taking a shower, just let the really hot water on your back. Mm. Kind of bend and touch your toes.
Yeah, I did that this morning. And
Darren, I've got visions in my head now. I don't want to see this.
No, but I did. I did. But then someone told me don't put any heat on it. You should just be doing ice for the first couple of days.
I don't know, because the whole point is the cartilage between the vertebrae. It's getting, that's why your legs hurt even, because it gets like pressure on your nerves.
Yeah, I know, man. Why? I just want to be bionic. I just want to go and just get everything put in me bionic.
Turn
hello,
into a robot.
Mom. Hello, Dad. We are live. Tala, your thoughts? You deal with this?
Yes. It's Dala, actually. Sorry, I'm going to have to correct you because my daughter loves you guys. So basically, I've had it for 17 years.
Mm.
I got it at work. And the secret really is Pilates. And if you look it up, it's been done with huge football athletes, and everybody uses it to help stretch out their muscles,
strengthen their core. Okay. And that's going to help you carry your back for the rest of your life. Mm. So that's one thing. The other thing is a TENS machine.
Oh, I got one of those machines. I got a TENS machine at home.
Yeah.
That's really useful. So go ahead and use that on wherever it hurts.
Okay.
And use it regularly. It saves you, especially with deep pain. And then the last thing, honestly, is just to make sure that you sort of, you have to change your lifestyle, like the way you get out of bed and the way you bend over, of course. I'm sure you know how to do that properly now, but like
very good at that.
Bending the knees and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. And getting out of bed, it's a weird way, but you can't just get up. You have to sort of put your knees up and then use your hands to pull yourself.
Yes, this is what I had to do this morning to get out of bed. I had to hold my knees to get out. I'm like, I'm not that old.
What is happening?
Is this what happens as you get older? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I got it when I was 25, so since 25 I've been doing that.
Dr. Chris, love Dr. Chris, calls the show regularly. Yeah. You know all about this, doctor. What do I do, doc? What do I do?
Okay, first tell me, how did you hurt your back? What is it? When did you first feel in pain? What were you doing?
I lifted Pretty over my head, like I benched her. Like, I just lifted her up, and as I did that...
To clarify, Dr. Chris, I didn't ask him to. It was just, he just decides to do these things to show his strength from time to time.
And I think I arched my back a little bit, and I felt a little bit of a, like a... And now it's... I think it's muscular, though, Doc. I think it's muscular, not nerves.
Well, that's the thing. So, one of my favorite sayings is, common things happen commonly.
Okay. Yep.
And the truth is, you picked up Pretty, you're in a crazy angle, most likely it wasn't stable, so you're trying to bench press her and you're moving back and forth.
Correct.
Using a lot of accessory muscles to balance her, and you strained it. You know, you go into a gym, it's a pretty controlled situation. The bar goes up and down, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
But you're sitting there trying to balance this out, which is why I'm not really big on doing exercises with one leg out on a ball trying to balance and stuff like that. So, most likely you strained your back. You got to make sure that it's only that. Just monitor for leg symptoms. If you get rear end or leg symptoms, then it might be something more serious. Otherwise, hit your favorite anti-inflammatory. Use heat, not cold. Stretch is the key. And listen, you know, between you and me, finally get into shape, okay?
Okay. Oh, look at that.
Oh, gosh, Dr. Chris, laying it
off. I'm in shape, mate. I'm feeling good right now. I'm dropped 8 kilos. I've been training well. I feel like I'm the fittest I've been in a few years.
Okay, well, some people go too hard, too fast. But remember, you can blow out a knee with like 11 pounds of force.
Yeah, you can just take it out.
11 pounds of force.
So you said heat. Everyone's been... I get told ice. I mean,
who says ice?
I've had three different people, like physios and chiros, differently say ice and heat, and now you're saying ice.
No, heat.
No, I'm saying heat. Like, in the first 24 hours, you may want to apply ice, but, you know, you didn't do that big of an injury.
Mm-hmm.
So heat dilates the area. It brings the medications to the area. It brings healing blood supply and oxygen to the area. A lot of physios will use cold because they've just tortured you for 45 minutes. They don't want you to be so sore.
Okay. All right, Doc.
Hey, Dr. Chris, you may have a practice and all, but, you know, the Chris Fade Show is looking for a medic to be on hand. As you can tell, we run into these problems a lot, and maybe you can come by.
Okay. Yeah, can you
don't agree to do it, Dr. Chris, because Chris will never leave you alone.
That's fine.
I understand. Well, I know the cure for that. I'll start the charge clock, and then he'll be brief.
Yeah.
My pockets
are
all right.
Stop talking.
I can get in there, man. Where do you practice at, doctor?
I'm at Novomed Specialized Clinics in Marina Plaza.
All right, brother.
Nice.
Thank you. That's Dr. Chris there. He's our doctor of the Chris Fade.
It's official now, is it?
Yes. Yeah. Now.
Chris is going to pay
now,
the bill.
Now you have to pay us, doc. Okay?
Okay.
I don't know if you realize, just driving across this city right now, of Dubai, I'm talking about. Have you seen the new Expo 2020 flags that are now everywhere?
Cool.
All colorful. There's some on Al Khail Road. There's some in off Sheikh Zayed Road.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've realized, they've actually painted the Sheikh Zayed Road now. The lines have been painted again. Like, it looks like...
It's fresh.
I feel like it's like our family and friends are coming over from overseas. And quickly, let's clean this up a little bit.
Spruce it up.
Right? And we didn't need to. It was already beautiful. But just the roads have been painted. You'll find it sort of around that Mall of Emirates area.
Oh, okay.
Heading to towards Abu Dhabi. Just look at the lining on the on Sheikh Zayed Road. Got the those flags up. Beautiful billboards. You seen that? Expo 2020, only 12 days away.
Can't what? Believe it.
Yeah, 12 days away.
Crazy. I can't wait.
I can't wait either. We're going to get out there. We've got the opening. We'll go to the opening.
I was down at the... I took my parents down to the Burj Khalifa and we watched the fountains and Lionel Richie's All Night Long came on.
Oh, no.
And I was just...
That's a good one.
I started thinking about the Expo for some reason. I was just like... proud of Dubai.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. So well done to everyone. Obviously, overnight as well, the Abu Dhabi borders have opened up. So obviously, you know, traffic from Abu Dhabi can come into Dubai, vice versa. So that's going to be a lot easier for everyone to come through. Because at the same, as much as it's the World Expo and we're wanting tourists to come in, we actually want to have it for ourselves as well.
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on. I don't know if you saw the video that we threw up on the Chris Fade Show Instagram over the weekend. These robots that it looks like they're going to be taking over a lot of Expo 2020.
Yeah, it looks really cool. Go check it out on our Instagram.
They're like little minion, little minion robots running around. We put that up on our page. I just love everything that's going on right now. So well done. A round of applause to this city, to this country as well, I think. Is you ever have people that love, like, can you just smell my breath for a second? Tell me if I've got bad breath.
No.
You do it for your kids. Like,
yeah, the kids.
I love that, you know. Even Brianna, when she's like, can you smell my breath? I'm like, can I ever?
Ew. Weirdo. Stop talking.
What's going on? Why are you all looking at me weirdly? Like, that was something wrong to say. That's love right there. When you can smell other people's odors and you're always all right with it. You know, as a child, my mum, I still remember, if you ever did like any boom booms, like, my mum would be like, oh, it's like perfume for me. That's like Yolda, my mom would literally say that. She'd be like, ah, Habibi, when you do this, it's like perfume for me. You can do as much as you want.
It just amazes me.
What are you wearing?
Oh my gosh.
Hey, it's Chris Fade here, Pretty Malik, Big Rossi. We got Eddie and Nala in Studio 2. This is Virgin Radio. Someone is celebrating their birthday. The wifey got in contact with us and said, could you just wish him a quick happy birthday?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, sure. What's his name?
His name is Pravat.
Pravat. And he's celebrating his birthday today. She said he'll be a little surprised and shocked if you call. So I think I'm going to pretend to be a famous basketball player.
Okay, sure.
Let me see how we go here. Come on.
Hi, good morning.
Hello. After Michael.
Sorry?
Michael. This Michael?
No, I think you got the wrong number.
Michael Jordan?
I got the wrong number.
This is not Michael Jordan?
No, it is not.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Pravat.
Pravat.
Ah, yeah, sorry, yeah. Pravat. It's Chris Fade. I got the wrong number, man. Sorry, Pravat.
Hi.
Happy birthday, brother. Happy birthday!
Yay!
Thank you. This is a surprise.
Where are you?
I'm at home.
You're at home just hanging out?
Yeah, just hanging out.
Good on you, mate. Well, listen, your wife, he got in contact with us and said, to give you a call and just wish you happy birthday. She loves you so much, so we just want to say happy birthday.
Thank you so much, and thanks to my wife.
I love it. I love the birthday wishes. Give him a round of applause.
Woo!
Yeah! You know, Nala and Eddie in studio number 2, you know how we went to Rossi's birthday on Thursday?
It was cute. It was so cute.
Pretty me, Rossi. Sheena's out. Sheena, you're here as well, aren't you? Sheena, how good was Rossi's birthday on Thursday? It was nice, huh?
Nice, yeah.
Oh, hold on, I haven't got you on, what's that?
It was amazing, I had so much fun, it was so nice to be there.
Yeah, we had a little surprise birthday for Rossi at, where was it again, what was it called?
Reform,
that was very nice, huh?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it? Were you surprised that we were there?
I saw your fancy car in the car park, so I knew you were there. And then you tried to sneak in, and I saw your white trainers with shorts. And
so, I mean, were you happy that we were there?
I was very happy. It's a night that I wanted for a long time, the Chris Fade Show and Sheena as well, together as one.
Chris Fade Show plus Sheena.
It was great.
He's always wanted you and us together, Sheena.
Well, she's part of the Chris Fade
always
Show.
Always with you guys. Yeah.
You're always part of the Chris Fade Show when, you know, Pretty's away. So
It's 8:45. Rossi sounds like he still just woke up because after that little gathering of his work colleagues, he then had a party the next night for his real friends.
That party, Sheena?
We weren't invited to that one.
No.
So what happened there? You had all friends there. You had a nice gathering.
I didn't organize anything. Don't blame me.
Oh, so it's the wifey that we're going to blame.
All Liz's fault.
So she did a little work one for us. Peasants. And then the next day they had this mansion in Abu Dhabi and it was like a full-on party.
Yeah, it was. It was amazing. We
had a DJ as well.
What?
Yeah.
There was a DJ?
We had the DJ Scratchmaster Twig.
That's not his real name, is it?
DJ Scratch. Yeah, he's on social media. Check him out. He's amazing.
Scratchmaster Twig.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's your friend.
Yeah, that's my friend.
So how was your birthday? Because you guys went to like Zion Rye Island and you stayed in some expensive villa. It was all a surprise.
Yeah, you know the woman from The Entertainer, Donna Benton.
Yeah, I don't think she probably doesn't want to have all this out there.
No.
Why? Because her house is amazing.
Yeah.
And you can rent it out now.
Sorry, Donna. Okay, yeah, so you can rent out her house is what you're saying.
So I stayed in her house. It was brilliant.
I don't think she'd ever want to stay there again, knowing that you have laid your...
You are giving zero details about this party.
How was your birthday?
What happened? Give us... What was it like?
It was a surprise. Went to Abu Dhabi. Went there. Didn't know where I was going until I got there and got on the boat. Then got over there and all my friends had hidden inside already and they surprised me.
Oh, that's nice. You sound so happy about it.
My mum and dad were there. It was amazing. It was amazing until we played Cards Against Humanity with my mum.
Such a grumpy pet.
And she won the game, which was worrying.
So, you just said you were there with all your friends.
Yeah.
We weren't there.
We're missing.
There.
You were there on the Thursday.
Yeah, but that was like, I think that was just like let's have a party for them just to make them happy. But the real party's happening on Friday. Because when I went on Thursday, I was expecting to see all your British friends. Like, I was getting into my British mode. Like, I was ready to talk football, talk about just stuff like that, you know?
Right.
And when I got there, I was like, there's no one else here except just for us. And I thought, oh, they must be having a secret party. And then Instagram brings it up the next day. Huge party with all his mates.
Yeah. Don't blame me. I didn't organize anything.
You're right there, bud. You're right there.
Yeah.
I'd tell you the cutest thing, though.
Yeah.
Rossi's father, when I was at the peasant party.
The peasant party.
He pulls me aside. He goes, I just want to say, you're a good man, Chris.
Oh, I love you,
and I said,
dad.
Oh, thanks, Bob. I really appreciate it. I gave him a nice hug. He's like, no, you saved my son.
I saved your son. Why?
I go, what do you mean by that? No, he just needed a good job. And, you know, you guys have done good for him. So I just wanted to say thank you. He's a great man, my son. But he just needed a little bit of the guidance.
Oh, I love
Bob. And I was like,
Bob.
That was so warm. Like, I gave him a nice big hug. I said, Bob, we're always here for you, mate. Whatever you need.
And you paid the bill.
Which then you try to not let me?
Well, you paid the bill. Thank you for that. You paid the bill.
I know.
It was a peasant party, though.
Can I just say, Rossi just had the most epic birthday, but by the tone of his voice, you would think he got nothing for his birthday.
Are you just tired?
Like what?
Yeah.
Not one smile in this whole 7 minutes that we've been speaking. Were you not happy with anything?
I was very happy. It was amazing. This is my excited voice.
This is such a grumpy pen.
I had a brilliant time. I was really, really excited and happy.
Listen to him.
Happy 40th, mate. I don't know Apple products. Do you guys have power saving mode on your phones?
Yes.
Do you keep your phone in power saving mode?
When it gets to a certain point, not always.
I always keep my phone in power saving mode. I started asking a few people this question. Do you keep yours in power saving mode?
Don't know.
Well, you don't even know.
No.
You know you can have like, on any phone that you have, you can have like 50% more battery life if you just throw it into power saving mode.
Oh, really?
And you don't even feel it.
And it's like you basically, turn the brightness down and all of that.
Yeah, I think it shuts off a lot of things in the background. Eddie, are you in our power saving mode?
No.
Oh, look at you.
This is you normally.
You're just showing out, look at all the power that I need.
Yeah, man.
Nala?
It's always on power saving
mode. What about Sheena? Sheena does it?
Only if I'm in desperate need.
Really? But if you keep it in power saving mode, you don't even know the difference. And then you just get longer battery life.
Okay, I'll try it.
I want everyone to try it, okay?
Guys, this is Chris's new thing. He's going to be talking about it with everyone, to everyone, all this week.
Does this mean you're
so
getting
an
iPhone?
No.
Please. iPhone 13.
Seriously? Come on now. Now, you know me pretty well.
I tell you what, if they were to pay him to have one.
Nah. I'm not hating on Apple products. I think they're one
you
of the most...
You hate on them all the time.
I'm not hating on Apple. I think they're amazing. But I just think like when they drop the new phones, like the new phone they just dropped now, they just moved the camera.
I know. That's the funniest meme.
Like that was it. Like what else?
It's diagonal instead of the way it was before.
You got me onto the Android.
Yeah.
And I've never looked back since.
In 2 years, like I've got this fold thing going on right now. in 2 years, Apple will drop the fold thing. They'll make a big thing about it. We have just developed the fold. And I'm like, everything that's the only thing about Apple. I feel like it's just behind a little bit on the phones. On the computer side of things, they're the boss. You know what I mean? But you know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. But anyway, the point of this matter was I want to do a quick poll to the UAE, 4008.
Are you kidding me?
Are you in power-saving mode?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes or no?
This is his new obsession.
Yes or no? Are you on power-saving mode? Yes or no? 4008. Quick poll. Results. 5 minutes away. I know you want it. I should be working on the business breakfast at Dubai Eye. Like, this is the type of stuff that they would talk about.
No, but then you would have to talk about, like, statistics and real facts.
Yes. I will just make it all up.
Exactly. That's the problem.
If you're wondering, by the way, guys, it's 60-40.
Yeah.
60% on who, though?
No, they do not use power saving mode.
I can't
believe
60% of you not using power saving mode on your phones.
It is a lifesaver, yeah.
You get like an extra like 30% of your battery. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Honestly, that gets to me.
Come on, use it.
I want you. Yeah, Rami, use it. Use your power saving mode.
I do not.
Yeah, no, I'm saying use it, man. You get 30%. You don't even know that you got it in power saving mode.
Then I should buy an old Nokia because of a phone if I don't their full functionality. So I should get a power bank always with me.
No, Nokia is like, they'll last for 7 days.
Yeah, that's true.
7 days and you can use it nonstop. No, but the power saving mode, it will not make a difference. That's what I'm saying. Like, you won't feel the difference. You'll be using the phone as normal. You know what I mean?
That's an Android user speaking.
Yeah, because your Apple phones die in 3 hours. Like, you're continually looking for a plug to get some juice. We're on for like 12 hours. Don't get me started.
If you go on a control panel, there are a lot of settings where you can kill the applications in the background and you just use the phone for a full 24 hours.
You are so passionate about not using your power saving mode. I don't get it. Like, and I'm so passionate about it. What?
I have a baby boy who constantly uses my YouTube application.
Yeah, so put it in power saving mode. The YouTube will still work.
From a diplomatic aspect,
I love it, Rami.
For a diplomatic aspect, I love the passion about power saving mode on cameras and phones and all that.
There's some great messages on here. Can I read you one?
Read me one.
Okay, so yes, power saving mode. My daughter got me into it. You got to take tips from the young ones. They're wisely wiser than adults today.
There we go. Kids these days. Hey, I've got Nadia in from our Aero News Centre as well. Hi, Nadia. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for hanging out with us for a second. Because there are obviously big movements that happened in Abu Dhabi. This is great. This is fantastic news. So we now can just drive from any other Emirate into Abu Dhabi and we're good.
Yes, that's right. So at the moment, if you're in any of the Emirates in the UAE, you can go into Abu Dhabi without having to stop at the checkpoints, which they've obviously had there for some time, without having to show anything in the way of your COVID pass or Al Hassan app or anything like that.
That's amazing.
So which is perfect.
Now, that's all right. Now, can I ask you though, once we're in Abu Dhabi, do we still need a PCR test to go in certain areas? Because I remember
this green pass thing.
August 20th. I remember that date, August 20th. They were going to tell us if you wanted to go inside a mall or if you wanted to do this, you must have your vaccine card and all that. Is that in place? Do we know?
So essentially, if you want to go into many public places in Abu Dhabi, be they swimming pools, gyms, cinemas, that kind of thing, you will need to show your Al Hassan app with the green pass on there.
Okay.
So essentially, if you're vaccinated and you've then had a PCR test, that'll stay green for 30 days, so you'll be okay with that to go into many of the public places. If you're not vaccinated, then it will actually go grey, so you will have to do a PCR test and that will remain valid for 7 days.
So, I mean, listen, once every 30 days is a lot better than, you know, a lot of people have to do it every 4 days, every week, whatever it was, because so many people travel to and from Abu Dhabi for work, so that's a big tease.
If you're listening right now, are you on the way to Abu Dhabi from another Emirate and you haven't had to do that test and you're happy about it? 0487155544. Are you on the way to Abu Dhabi right now? I'd love to hear from you. 0487155544. Anything else we should know? Is anything any other news related thing that's sort of dropped in the last 48 hours regarding COVID in Abu Dhabi or just in the UAE in general?
In COVID in Abu Dhabi, the other thing you need to know is that wristbands, it was announced that if you're coming in and you're going to be, you've come into contact with a close contact of someone who's had COVID, or if you're quarantining at home, you no longer need those wristbands.
That's in Abu Dhabi,
yeah,
right?
Abu Dhabi, yeah.
Oh, because you had to wear the tracker.
You have to have the wristbands, the trackers, if you were being put into quarantine. Close contact of somebody who's had COVID, so you don't need to have those at the moment.
Well, that's good. Numbers are drastically down here in the country, which is great. 474, it looks like, right now. Hey, still two deaths overnight within the UAE, so we're still obviously in a pandemic, but things are they're improving. They're improving slowly, and this is a good thing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome stuff. Always, thank you. Thank you for taking the time. We just literally asked you within a second there to come through there, so we appreciate it. Faisal, you were on the way right now to Abu Dhabi.
Yes, mate. Morning, everyone. Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I actually had a nightmare yesterday.
Why?
I drove over there with my wife and daughter because I had meetings today. And they said that it's been less than 3 days since I'd arrived from overseas, from the UK. I've not done my PCR and everything. So I have to go.
Unfortunately, Faisal, I can't actually hear you, man, because of the loudspeaker, bro. But you're heading into Abu Dhabi right now, and there is no checkpoint, correct? Just want to confirm that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love that, bro. Well, listen, enjoy that drive. That makes it so much easier, right?
Yeah,
getting in and out, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got it all done, and then the rules changed.
Awesome.
Which is great.
I love the passion about power saving mode on cameras and phones and all that.
There's some great messages on here. Can I read you one?
Read me one.
Yes, power saving mode. My daughter got me into it. You got to take tips from the young ones. They're wisely wiser than adults today.
There we go. Kids these days. Hey, I've got Nadia in from our Aero News Center as well. Hi, Nadia. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for hanging out with us for a second, because there are obviously big movements that happened in Abu Dhabi. This is great. This is fantastic news. So we now can just drive from any other emirate into Abu Dhabi and we're good.
Yes, that's right. So at the moment, if you're in any of the emirates in the UAE, you can go into Abu Dhabi without having to stop at the checkpoints, which they've obviously had there for some time, without having to show anything in the way of your COVID pass or Al Hassan app or anything like that.
That's amazing.
So which is perfect.
Now,
That's
right. Now, can I ask you though? Once we're in Abu Dhabi, do we still need a PCR test to go in certain areas? Because I remember
this green pass thing.
August 20th. I remember that date, August 20th. They were going to tell us if you wanted to go inside a mall or if you wanted to do this, you must have your vaccine card and all that. Is that in place? Do we know?
So essentially, if you want to go into many public places in Abu Dhabi, be they swimming pools, gyms, cinemas, that kind of thing, you will need to show your Al Hassan app with the green pass on there.
Okay.
So essentially, if you're vaccinated and you've then had a PCR test, that'll stay green for 30 days, so you'll be okay with that to go into many of the public places. If you're not vaccinated, then it will actually go grey, so you will have to do a PCR test, and that will remain valid for 7 days.
So, I mean, listen, once every 30 days is a lot better than, you know, a lot
every
of people have to
days.
Do it every 4 days, every week, whatever it was, because so many people travel to and from Abu Dhabi for work, so that's a big
tease. If you're listening right now, are you on the way to Abu Dhabi from another emirate and you haven't had to do that test and you're happy about it? 0487155544. Are you on the way to Abu Dhabi right now? I'd love to hear from you. 0487155544. Anything else we should know? Is anything like any other news related thing that's sort of dropped in the last 48 hours regarding COVID in Abu Dhabi or just in the UAE in general?
In COVID in Abu Dhabi, the other thing you need to know is that wristbands, it was announced that if you're coming in and you're going to be, you've come into contact with a close contact of someone who's had COVID, or if you're quarantining at home, you no longer need those wristbands.
That's in Abu Dhabi, right?
Abu Dhabi,
Oh, because you had to wear the tracker.
You have to have the wristbands, the trackers, if you were being put into quarantine, close contact of somebody who's had COVID, so you don't need to have those at the moment.
Well, that's good. Numbers are drastically down here in the country, which is great. 474, it looks like, right now. Hey, still two deaths overnight within the UAE. So we're still obviously in a pandemic, but things they're improving. They're improving slowly, and this is a good thing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome stuff. Always, thank you. Thank you for taking the time. We just literally asked you within a second there to come through there. So we appreciate it. Faisal, you were on the way right now to Abu Dhabi.
Yes, mate. Morning, everyone. Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I actually had a nightmare yesterday.
Why?
I drove over there with my wife and daughter because I had meetings today, and they said that it's been less than 3 days since I'd arrived from overseas, from the UK. So I've done my PCR and everything. So I have to go.
I can't, unfortunately, folks, I can't actually hear you, man, because of the loudspeaker, bro, but you're heading into Abu Dhabi right now, and there is no checkpoint, correct? Just want to confirm that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love that, bro. Well, listen, enjoy that drive. That makes it so much easier, right?
Yeah.
Getting in and out, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got it all done, and then the rules changed.
Awesome.
Which is great.
That makes no sense. We'll explain next. Jalebi Baby on Virgin. Rossi trying to tell a story in 3 seconds. Yeah, Abu Dhabi borders open. Fantastic news. Rossi, you were saying that you spent the entire week last week getting your parents from the UK
onto the Al Hassan app.
So they could get into Abu Dhabi, and that wasn't an easy thing, right?
No, it took a little bit of work. I sat at the immigration department for a while. But just in true form, in Big Rossi style, I do all of that, and then the next day the rules change. And no more PCR tests or anything needed.
But then in case you needed to go anywhere in Abu Dhabi, I mean, you stayed in the house, but just in case, then they would have needed it anyway.
Yeah, and it's so good. Like,
it's good that it's done.
Anyone needs advice, you know, you got your parents coming. Hit me up. I can give you all the information you need.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you had a great weekend. I'm glad that you had a good weekend, a good birthday weekend, which was nice.
Yes.
Pretty had a great weekend as well. Looked like your family, still your mum and dad, still in town.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah. They decided to extend a week, so they were supposed to go last.
See, I knew. Too quick.
They're going this Thursday.
Good on them. That was good to have them. They'll be staying at the home as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're liking
chilling.
It. Are,
yeah.
Are you over it?
No, I'm happy.
Yeah.
How's Jeff?
He's fine. Yeah. He's not bothered. My dad and him get along really well.
Oh.
They talk about sports, something that I really it's don't cute. Get involved
your dad,
in.
Your dad's cute. I like your dad. I like your mum. Mum's just amazing. But your dad's got, I had a good chat with him over the weekend as well.
He loves a good little chat.
He does, doesn't he? He does.
And you wonder where I get it from.
I'm just looking at the photos on Facebook, by the way, of, you know, you invited me to the Fade Fit Organics milk launch.
Mm-hmm.
It was on my birthday, so I couldn't go.
Thanks for coming, mate. I appreciate it.
I couldn't believe how many people were there for it.
A lot of you that listen to this show were there, and I just want to say thank you so much for coming out for the launch of that. We all had a good, busy weekend. We hope that you had a good weekend as well, no matter what you're doing. By the way, Mamma Mia, I took the kids to Mamma Mia.
Oh, yes. How was it? You
very,
liked it?
Very good. Dubai Opera, just beautiful. What a beautiful place.
It's a good show.
It's very swanky. You walk in, you're like, oh, I know that I'm somewhere important. It's nice.
Did the kids like it?
Loved it. And Kiki, I think, you know, she's getting this inkling of maybe wanting to do like acting and drama and stage
Love
shows.
That.
So for her to see how the cast of Mamma Mia do it. And I said to them, hey, I said to her, you could do this. Here's the thing with Mamma Mia that I had no idea about. The songs were from ABBA.
Correct,
yeah.
So did ABBA write the music to the show, or was the show done because of the music?
Correct.
The second part.
Yeah.
So they completely created a show off an album.
Yeah. Like, yeah, of ABBA songs, yeah.
How does it make all sense? Like, as the songs make...
I haven't seen it, but my mum and dad went to watch it.
You've
never seen Mamma Mia?
Your mum went to Mamma Mia. Your mamma went to Mamma Mia.
My mamma. She went to Mamma Mia. The
Mamma Mia.
But yeah, it's about Greece, isn't it? They're all
yes,
on holiday
they're living
in Greece.
On, yeah, in Greece.
You've
holidays.
Not seen the movie?
Nope. What do you mean movie? There's a movie? Mamma Mia.
Pierce Brosnan, yeah. Chris.
Really?
Meryl Streep.
No idea. Oh, watch it. Are they singing in the whole thing?
Yeah.
It was good because for me to sit through a musical, not easy.
It's not possible.
Not easy. I got told off. I had my phone on.
Good, so as you should be.
I was WhatsApping and the lady came and said, sorry, there's no phones on. And I said to her, but I'm on my phone. I need to be on it.
You don't need to be on it.
And then she was so amazing. She picked me up, basically. She walked me to the bathroom and she said, you can go in there and use your phone. So I used my phone in the bathroom quickly.
That's terrible.
I had to send a message. It was an important thing.
What was it?
What?
I want to know. Yeah, thank you, Rossi. I want to know what the important
message
is.
What was so important?
InstaShop. They were lost. They didn't know where to go. I had to tell them where to go.
Oh.
Sending the location of
where
I live.
Why are you ordering InstaShop while watching Mamma Mia?
Because we needed food for the kids' lunchboxes.
The kids were with you.
Yeah, but when we got home, I knew they were going to ask me, Dad, can I get this snack for lunch?
Then you go after.
Anyway, Mamma Mia, go see it. It's fantastic, by the way. Absolutely fantastic. I think it's on for a few more days. So make sure you get out there. Virgin Radio 104.4. That's it for us Sunday morning. Done, dusted. That was a good one. Good show, I thought.
Yeah, it was great.
We had fun.
What did you say?
We had fun.
Yeah, I got to do some more stretching. Stretch this lower back out. Rossi, I may need more of your help later, okay?
Okay, mate. It's like a workout for me, this.
It is like a workout. Rossi, I've got a... I pulled my back and Rossi's been stretching it. Funny enough, knows a lot about lower back. I forgot that you had surgery on your back.
Yeah, I had a microdiscectomy.
Are you happy that you did that?
It made me better instantly. A lot of people would say avoid surgery, but it sorted me out.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah.
Listen, it sorted that out, but not other things, unfortunately.
Okay, then.
Have a great day. We'll catch you tomorrow. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.